Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ron Kaufman's here. Ron's a new friend. He's the founder of Up Your Service. He's the author of Uplifting Service, and which is a just newly minted book on the New York Times bestseller list. He is one of the global leaders helping people understand how to improve customer service, and he's here to talk to us about that right now. Ron Kaufman, welcome to the show.
It is a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much.
Good to have you here. My audience knows that this is one of my pet peeves. It takes almost nothing for me to launch into a tirade about how service is devolved, and I've been talking about this now, Ron, for almost 15 years on the show, and it's amazing to me that we have businesses, including small businesses, who will allow a customer to come in the door, pick out a product, take a product, pay you their money, and walk out the door, and number one, nobody looked them in the eye. Number two, nobody ever said thank you. I don't understand that, Ron.
Well, that's borderline tragic, and it's ridiculous in today's economy for small business owners to think that that's all that they can do is just provide a price or provide a product. What customers are looking for is an experience, and they'll come back if they have a good experience, and I really think that's something that small business owners everywhere need to be stepping up their game.
This is why I don't get all excited when small business owners complain about Walmart coming to town. When if they would just follow the advice that you offer in your book and the things that I've been telling them for 15 years, they wouldn't have to worry about Walmart. Walmart would be worried about them.
That's right, because the intimacy, the close customer relationship, the value that's created through the service experience would keep people coming back. I mean, all of us have a choice about where to bring our business today. And when you've got somebody that treats you like a friend and understands you and gives you uplifting quality of service, you'll naturally go back.
That's right. And what is the problem? Is it a generational thing? Is it a lack of training? Why is service so bad, Ron?
For me now here, Jim. I think our schools have missed the boat on this. Think about what your kids learn in school. History, math, science, English, geography. But how often are they taught the fundamental principles of uplifting service? It's not even in the curriculum. And yet everybody is going to be going out of school at some point, going to work, and the purpose of work is to create value for other people. That's my definition of service, taking action to create value for someone else. Well, if the schools won't teach us the fundamental principles, then small business owners need to take responsibility for doing that, and that's what the entire fourth section of my book, Uplifting Service, is all about. What are those principles, and how can you apply them today?
Well, let's talk about some of those. Give us an example.
Well, let me give you an example. Sometimes people think that having a good product and having a low price is the key to getting and keeping your customers. But I call that category the primary product, and it is first. It comes first. I call it primary. But that's not the only way you can create value for someone else. You can also create value through your delivery system. Is it overnight? Is it over the counter? Is it over the internet? Is it over the phone? Can you do it quickly? Do you remember their address? That has nothing to do with the product,
right,
but it creates value for the customer. So there's another category. It's called service mindset, and that's what people usually think of when they hear the word service. That's the friendly smile, eye contact. But then there's one more. It's called ongoing relationship, where your customer feels like you know them, you know what they're trying to achieve and accomplish, and you're taking action in their favor. That's the thing that Walmart can never do.
Right. Well, and that's exactly right. And this is the point that I've tried to make to small business owners all these years. You have in your power the ability to say big box. What big box? I don't care about the big boxes. I got all the customers I can say grace over, because one of the things that John Nesbitt taught us 30 plus years ago Ron, is that the more high tech people get, the more high touch they will want. Human beings they're always going to want high touch, and they're getting less high touch from the big companies, but they still want it. And so if you can deliver that like we can in small businesses, you'll have all the customers you need. What do you think?
I think you're 100% correct, and I think it's important that everybody in the organization understand that. Now, if you're the owner of the small business, you have a leadership role to play. But what if you're the employee? What if you're the front line? What if you're the middle manager? You also have a responsibility to help create an uplifting service culture, is what I call it, inside the organization. And that's why, Jim, in the book, I wrote it out in a way where there's action steps for the leaders to take, but there's also positive actions that people right at the front line can take, which will help improve your job satisfaction and help improve your customer retention, and that gives you job security in today's world.
Well, now that's a topic that I think needs to be enforced and reinforced in the training section, and that is this job security thing, meaning that you explain to the young people, and I think they really need this training, where their money, where their paycheck comes from.
Right. It comes from creating value for someone else. Again, that's our definition of service.
And that customer, for the customer. Not just for someone else. Let's say it out loud. It creates value for the customer. They give us their money for our stuff, and therefore that creates success for the business and for you, employee.
Now, it's also important, Jim, to recognize that a lot of people are what we call internal service providers. So you might be in the IT department or the security department or the facilities department,
right,
where the work that you do does not so much serve the external customer, you serve your colleagues. But you also have a responsibility there to provide a higher level of uplifting service to the people who are the internal service partners so that they get the support they need and in turn can give great service to the real external.
But you're exactly right. But the thing is I still think that those people who are one-off from the customer should be introduced to the customer at least by way of the work that you're doing is supporting the frontline folks who are serving the people who pay your paycheck.
I do agree with you there, sir. You and I are singing the same song.
But this is training that needs to happen, and it needs to be required of employees, not just suggested. Don't just give them training.
I'm going to have a little tumble with you here about one of the words you keep using, which is training.
All right.
I think training.
Let's do that when we come back. Give us the website, Ron.
All righty, upliftingservice.com. Free tools, free first section of the book.
And that's also the title of the book. It's a New York Times bestseller, so you know it's good. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with Ron Kaufman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Now can you tell me?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.